So things are swirling around so much in the CLL, so many exciting things. But the one thing that, you hear a lot of people talking about maybe is the wave of the future. You referred to the challenges of indefinite treatment with novel agents is the combination strategy, and there are lots of them. The one I want to ask you about first is ibrutinib and venetoclax.
Well, obviously very exciting. And as I mentioned, I do like the idea of time-limited therapy. So we only have very early data combining ibrutinib and venetoclax, but venetoclax, in contrast to ibrutinib, does very potently clear blood and bone marrow, and so you get deep remissions, complete remissions, and MRD-negative remissions. And the early data that we have do suggest that there are high rates of complete remissions and MRD negativity with that combination. Not all the studies do stop the therapy. Some are planned to, but none of them are out far enough that we know what happens if you stop the therapy. But it's certainly a very exciting combination. And I think particularly for the patients with the very high-risk genomically unstable disease, it's likely to reduce the development of resistance because we have two different mechanisms being employed together. It's harder for the cells to become resistant to that, hopefully.
What kind of trial do you think it's going to take to bring a combination like that into practice? Maybe there are trials out there right now that really would be definitive, are there?
Well, the German CLL study group has a study in young fit patients, randomizing them to chemoimmunotherapy, to venetoclax with rituximab, to venetoclax with obinutuzumab, or to the three-drug ibrutinib, venetoclax, obinutuzumab combination. So there's an opportunity there to demonstrate that that dual drug combination is more potent than a venetoclax-based regimen. Study does not include ibrutinib-based arms on its own. I believe the next generation of cooperative group trials are planning to try to compare the two-drug versus an ibrutinib-based regimen. There is a registration trial for the combination of ibrutinib venetoclax, comparing it to chlorambucil obinutuzumab.
Chlorambucil obinutuzumab. So, do you think it's going to take a phase three trial comparing the combination to ibrutinib or even to venetoclax alone to really change practice?
That's an interesting question. I don't think that would be required to change practice if the phase two data, particularly with MRD negativity and the ability to stop therapy, look very promising as they do now. The question is, can we get it paid for? Because obviously the two drugs together are very expensive. Now, it may turn out to be cheaper in the long run if you do the two of them together for 6 months or a year and are able to stop for 8 years compared to 9 years of ibrutinib, right? But it's hard to prove that until you have data.